Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. Amasis Ya'el Davidowitz, Perek Lamed Vav, Chapter 36, Servitude. This perek of Tehillim opens with some unique language. Typically, we hear a perek starting like Mizmor LeDavid, LeDavid Mizmor, Lamnatzeach Mizmor LeDavid. Pasuk Aleph, Lamnatzeach LeEved Hashem LeDavid. For the conductor by David, an Eved Hashem, a servant of God. David identifies himself here with the descriptor, Eved Hashem. Let's think about this for a moment. David was a melech, a king. David HaMelech is how we refer to him. When we sing about him, we so often sing, David Melech, Melech Yisrael, Melech Chai V'Kayam, King David. A king is glorious. A king is a monarch. A king is powerful. What is David's aspiration? What is David's descriptor? How does he view himself? He tells us in the beginning of this perek, when David looks in the mirror, when David looks into himself, what he sees that he intrinsically is a servant of Hashem, an Eved Hashem. Servants and kings. They seem like opposite roles. David was a king, of course. He was the progenitor of all proper kings of the Jewish people. He was the monarch and leader of the Jewish people. David HaMelech's relationship to the Jewish people was one of kingship. But regarding his relationship to the most important one of all, to Hashem, David says of himself that he's a servant. A servant is one who doesn't live for him or herself. A servant is there to align their will with that of the master that they serve. This could be potentially problematic if one is serving a human being, depending on who their master is. But to be a servant of God, to be an Eved Hashem, is the achievement of what it means to become an Ish Shalem, a complete person. All of life is supposed to be about connecting and attaching ourselves to Hashem. Following the mitzvos, keeping halacha, emulating Hashem's ways, those are all stepping stones to the greatest achievement of all, growing into a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Devarim, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Hei, the greatest leader of all time, Moshe Rabbeinu, passes away. Who's Moshe? Moshe went on to Har Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights, twice. Moshe, who received the Torah directly from Hashem. Moshe, who experienced the highest levels of communication, the highest level of nevuah possible that a person could and will ever have with Hashem. How is this Moshe, this incredible leader, eulogized? Vayamas Sham Moshe Eved Hashem. And Moshe died there. Who is Moshe? Moshe. The Eved Hashem. As we think about our goals and aspirations for ourselves in life, let's take guidance from our great leaders. Whatever post-high school choices we make, whatever careers we hope to develop, whatever families we aspire to create, our number one goal should ultimately be to grow into an Eved Hashem. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'ilu Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Bas Fegel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.